Yo, yo, yo. How's it going? My name is Corbin Ford. You can follow me at CorbinNBA on Twitter. Let me tell you, I love the National Basketball Association, everything about it. And NBA Today gives me the opportunity to talk about it with y'all. The ins, the outs, NBA from all angles, from current hot topics to flashbacks from the NBA's past to literally everything in between. And yes, that includes NBA Twitter. NBA Today is the show for the hoop junkies on HoopBall. Check it out. NBA Today with Corbin Ford. I look forward to talking with y'all real soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gather around, HoopBall Chicago Bulls listeners. We've got a little story to tell. Ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for betting tips. I always get asked, who do you have, Lakers or Clippers, Rodgers or Mahomes? And I'll tell you what I tell them. Ask me about different teams. I don't follow any of those teams. But what I also tell them is that where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's rep is rock solid, and they've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. The one sportsbook guaranteed to give me the best lines for every single game possible. A lot of NBA action coming up. We've got Major League Baseball spring training just around the corner, although honestly, I would not bet on a Major League spring training game. You know me, and you know that I don't give my stamp of approval easily. To earn it, you've got to be the best at what you do, and MyBookie is the best sportsbook out there, period. It's simple. Sign up, enter promo code HoopBall, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Head over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome on into the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast here on the HoopBall Network. My name is Greg Meraz. I'm your host as usual. We are recapping the Bulls' wins over the Sacramento Kings on Saturday and over the Houston Rockets on Monday. Plus, we'll give a quick preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves game and congratulate Zach LaVine for being named an Eastern Conference All-Star Reserve, which is just simply awesome. Congrats to Zach LaVine. He absolutely deserves it. We are once again brought to you by MyBookie and Manscaped. Go check out both of our awesome sponsors and see what they can do for you. So the Bulls beat the Kings 122-114 on Saturday night at the United Center. And this game was really not that close. The Bulls led by 7 after the first quarter and by 10 at halftime. They never surrendered the lead in the second half. And the Bulls just got a great performance by their starting backcourt. Zach LaVine scored 38 points. He was a plus 15 on 15 of 20 shooting, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. When Zach LaVine has performances like these, where he shoots 75% from the field and scores close to 40 points, the Bulls are near unstoppable. And the rest of the backcourt just simply showed up as well. Coby White has been playing a lot better when he's not handling the ball. Against Sacramento on Saturday night, he scored 19 points on 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. He scored 6 buckets, so he was just 1 of 6 from 2-point range, but 5 of 8 from 3-point range. And that shows me that he's moving well without the ball, and he's moving a lot better when he doesn't have to run the offense. The Bulls of recent have done a great job of using their high post players, guys like Wendell Carter Jr. and Thad Young, to run the offense from the high post. The ball movement's better, the cutting is better, they're rolling off screens better, and that's where somebody like Coby White is a much more effective player, when he is able to roll off of the ball instead of having to be the guy that initiates the offense. Garrett Temple in that Sacramento game, 14 points on 6 of 9 shooting, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc. Temple to me is a guy that fits a role really well, and right now his role in the starting lineup is helping the Bulls play better as a cohesive unit. Patrick Williams made a half-court three-pointer. I don't know if you saw it, but Patrick Williams, as the third quarter expired, he made a three-point shot from like three-quarters court. It was just simply awesome. It was a high-arcing shot, and he didn't really think much of it. He just kind of shrugged it off like, no big deal. He finished with a double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds. He also had three assists. So not the greatest offensive game for him, but he still puts up a double-double, efficient from the field. Those are the types of performances that you want to see from somebody like a Patrick Williams. Wendell Carter Jr., he didn't really do much in the Sacramento game. 33 minutes, 7 points, 5 rebounds. He also had 5 assists. So he's doing a much better job of passing to open guards, guys from the perimeter, guys cutting down to the baseline from that high post position. That's how the Warriors ran their offense in the early days with Andrew Bogut as their starting center, the pre-Kevin Durant days, is having your post player catch the ball in the high block and then look to distribute from there. When your post player is able to help you run your offense, that is the sign of a really good passing big. And the Bulls have two of them in Thad Young and Wendell Carter Jr. By the way, Stacey King has started to call Thad Young Thadgic Johnson, which I think is absolutely hilarious. I love Stacey King, and since he got paired up with Adam Amin, the Bulls TV broadcast is simply a must-watch. But also the Bulls radio broadcast of Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington, also a must-listen. The Bulls have two sets of phenomenal play-by-play and analyst crews, and we are so lucky to have them on the West Side. For the Kings in that game, they got good performances from Marvin Bagley, who was 26-11, De'Aaron Fox, 20-9 assists, Buddy Hield, 23 points on 10 of 21 shooting, but just 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. The Kings are not a good basketball team. They're a team that's getting better, and where the Bulls really dominated them, we heard it from Jill Adge. They're a terrible defensive team. The Bulls shot 60% from the field in this game. They were 48% from beyond the arc. That's the biggest difference in the ballgame. When you shoot 60% from the field, more than likely you are winning the basketball game. Because the Bulls got a really efficient shooting performance off of their bench. There are four bench players in the game, which were Thad Young, Ryan Arcidiacono, Tomas Satoransky, and Denzel Valentine. Their four bench players shot 14 of 22 from the field. That's 64%. When your bench is shooting 64% from the field, that is a sign of a really good offensive basketball team. And the Bulls are becoming that. They're not there yet, but they are becoming that. And under this new Billy Donovan regime, they are becoming more watchable on offense as opposed to the Bulls of the Jim Boylan era, which were almost unwatchable on offense. For as well as the Bulls played against the Kings, they played even better on Monday night in Houston against the Rockets. The Bulls held a 6-point lead at halftime. They were up at the half, 54-48. And then they went out and scored 46 points in the third quarter and led by as many as 31 in the second half. They pound Houston 120-100 in Houston's first game without DeMarcus Cousins. He parted ways with the Rockets before that game began on Monday. Zach LaVine was great once again, a very efficient game for him. 21 points on 7 of 14. He was a plus 36. And that wasn't the highest plus-minus of any Bulls starter. That honor goes to Garrett Temple, who in 29 minutes was a plus 9, 4 assists, 9 points, 4 rebounds, just 3 of 7 shooting. The Bulls had two starters that had double-doubles. Wendell Carter, 18 points, 13 rebounds, he was a plus 5. Coby White, 24 points, 10 rebounds. He was a plus 2 from the field. He was 10 of 16 and 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Bulls shot 42% from three-point range, 15 of 36, and they shot 54% from the field. So overall, a really solid offensive night for Chicago. Off the bench, Thad Young doing what he does. Thagic Johnson, as Stacey King says, 17 points, 8 of 9 shooting, 5 assists, 8 rebounds. I am further convinced that Thad Young is somebody that you have to keep around beyond this year. He is too valuable with what he does on both ends of the floor. He's too valuable in regards to how he helps the Bulls run their offense to just trade him away. Yes, he's not going to be a part of your distant future, but he's somebody that can help you be competitive now. And the reason why the Bulls are as competitive now as they are is that Thad Young is playing really solid complementary basketball. Every night you look at his line, he's scoring in double figures, he's shooting over 60% from the field, he has at least 7 or 8 rebounds, and he has about 4 to 5 assists. That is who you want Patrick Williams to become. And if you want the development of Patrick Williams to be accelerated over the course of this year and next year, you keep Thad Young around. Thad Young is valuable to what you want to do now and next year. You have an option on him for next year. If you feel like you can pay it, I say you pay it. I want Thad Young on this team beyond this season. And here's one statistic that I think is an indicator of how Thad Young has changed his game in this Billy Donovan offense. Prior to this season, and Thad Young's first year in the NBA was 07-08. Yes, Thad Young has been in the NBA since 2007. Hard to believe. But the highest assist per game number that Thad Young ever had in a single season was when he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves in 2014-15. And this was just 48 games because he was traded to Brooklyn later that season. He was averaging 2.8 assists per game. He has 3 seasons in his NBA career where he averages over 2 assists per game. This year, Thad Young is averaging 4.3 assists per game. 4.3! For a guy that's been in the league as long as he has, that never averaged over 2.5 assists per game for a full season. That's incredible. That shows you that Thad Young is taking on a new role in this Bulls offense and excelling at it. It is showing that Billy Donovan can get the best out of guys that other coaches have not been able to. Who would have thought that you could teach an old dog new tricks? Who would have thought that Thad Young would have been one of the best distributors on this team? Certainly not me. Certainly not anybody that follows the Bulls or follows basketball. But the reinvention of his game has been to the Bulls' utmost benefit. And I absolutely love it. And I hope that the Bulls decide to hang on to him and that he stays a part of this team moving into next year. Now, the Bulls more than likely are going to end up trading either him or Garrett Temple at the deadline. I don't think you can trade Otto Porter Jr. at this point. I think he has no value, so more than likely he's going to just walk at the end of the year. But the Bulls have an opportunity to make the playoffs. And if you want to make the playoffs this year, you have to keep Thad Young and Garrett Temple as a part of this group. They are too valuable to the Bulls' night-in, night-out success. Now, a lot of people might say, well, if you trade them, you're going to be able to get a draft pick or an asset that's going to help you years down the road. But I think that it's really important for the young core of Zach LaVine, Coby White, Wendell Carter Jr., and Patrick Williams to get some playoff experience this year. And guys like Garrett Temple and Thad Young are going to help you do that. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a quick look at tonight's opponent, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and also talk about Zach LaVine's selection to the 2021 NBA Eastern Conference All-Star Team. You are listening to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast here on the HoopBall Network. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas. Make sure you're ready for wherever the night may take you. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so you can be ready for anything on that special day. 2 million men are already using Manscaped products to groom. Make sure you're one of them. Your girl can't think of what to get you this year? tell her to get the gift that's for you and for her. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third-generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess on the bathroom floor and in the sink, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. And let's be real, we've smelled the worst down there before. That's why I am thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep our boys from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products, hey, they smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. The Perfect Package 3.0 will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Easily the comfiest boxers I've ever had. And complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to this collection. This is the perfect package for your perfect package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Welcome on back into the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Bulls are playing the Timberwolves tonight, 7 o'clock Central at the United Center. The Wolves are the worst team in the NBA. They are 7-25. They just fired their coach, Ryan Saunders. Their new coach is Chris Finch, who they hired off of the Toronto staff midseason and signed him to a multi-year contract. I cannot begin to tell you how much my mind was blown when I saw that the Wolves were hiring a coach off of another team's staff in the middle of the season. It just boggled my mind. I didn't realize that you could do that, but apparently they could do that. And in Chris Finch's debut, they got clobbered by the Milwaukee Bucks, 135-112 at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Worth noting in that game, at least for the Wolves, that Karl-Anthony Towns had himself a double-double, 26 points and 11 assists. Number one overall pick Anthony Edwards struggled. He was just 3 of 13 from the field, 9 points, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, 6 boards and 3 assists. He was a minus 10. Ricky Rubio had 12 points, 4 of 8 from the field. Malik Beasley, 26 points, 10 of 16 from the field. This is a Wolves team that's just bad. D'Angelo Russell has been in and out of the lineup. Karl-Anthony Towns missed a lot of time due to his own COVID issues. They're just a team that is not together. And the fact that you would fire your coach in the middle of a season and hire another coach to a multi-year contract off of a different team's staff is just mind-boggling to me, especially when most people in NBA circles believe that you already had a future NBA head coach on your staff in David Vanterpool. And people are livid that Vanterpool did not get this job, which further symbolizes the racial divide that NBA teams have when it comes to hiring minority head coaches. I, for one, don't understand the point in firing a coach mid-season on a team that's going absolutely nowhere. Why don't you just wait until the season is over? You're tanking anyway. You are probably going to have the number one overall pick in the draft again. Why not just wait it out and let Ryan Saunders finish the year? Then you fire him at the end of the year and are able to do a comprehensive search for your next coach instead of hiring one guy off of another staff that, and we don't know the full story here, they probably looked into Chris Finch in prior years before deciding to make this move. That's just my guess. That's the only justification for hiring one guy off another team's staff in the middle of a season. In any event, we've talked way too much about the Minnesota Timberwolves. This should be a win for the Bulls. If they don't win, something went seriously wrong. And finally, Zach LaVine has made the All-Star team. He was named an Eastern Conference All-Star Reserve along with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Julius Randle, Ben Simmons, James Harden, and Nikola Vucevic. LaVine is having a great year. He's averaging over 50% from the field, over 40% from three-point range, 28.6 points per game. He absolutely deserves it. It's his first All-Star appearance, and this is the year where he is transcending into a superstar. I think that we're comfortable at this point with actually saying that Zach LaVine is on a superstar level. And he's at the point where the Bulls have to give him the Supermax extension. There is no doubt in my mind that Zach LaVine has to be a part of this team moving forward the next 5 years. You cannot let Zach LaVine walk. He has proved to be too valuable this year. His game is elevating to a whole nother level. There's no way that the Bulls can look at what Zach LaVine is doing this year and the type of progress that he's made from last year and the year before to this year and say, oh, we can't keep this guy around for the next 5 years. Zach LaVine has effectively locked himself into being a part of the Chicago Bulls' future moving forward. And I feel like this selection to the Eastern Conference All-Star team is the validation we all needed as fans that Zach LaVine has taken his game to the next level. That is going to be it for this edition of the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Our next episode, we will give you a recap of the Bulls' game against the Timberwolves and the second half of the NBA schedule is coming out later today. We will go through the schedule game by game and highlight a couple of sections of the schedule that will be critical if the Bulls are going to make the playoffs. This has been another edition of the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Bulls and the Wolves tonight from the United Center on the West Side. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and as always, go Bulls!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship's shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBall Fantasy on Twitter now. Check it out. Give us a follow. Get your tools and win your league.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.